գումտրեք SPS հայերեն։ Հավելյալ հետաքրքրական հաղորդումներ կգտնեք վերկայքին վրա sps.com.au/armenian. Our guest is Hayk Kayserian, Executive Director of the Armenian National Committee of Australia, to give us updates of events concerning the Armenian-Australian community. Hayk, welcome to SBS Armenian.
Thank you, Vahir. Thank you for having me.
Hayk, let's start from the latest. Willoughby City Council passed a motion recognizing the Republic of Artsakh.
Yes. So that is in addition to other motions that have now been passed. Right, City Council did the same, and significantly the New South Wales State Parliament's Legislative Assembly did it. We've been in constant communication with members of our community, and one of them, Vahe Artinyan, said, you know, how come Willoughby Council hasn't, you know, recognised the Republic of Artsakh, particularly considering the large Armenian-Australian constituency in the municipality? And we answered by saying, look, we have presented this before. We've got quite a few supporters. But, you know, if you're a local resident and we put the call out, if you're a ratepayer in the municipality, then approach your councillors, approach your mayor and see if we can get this thing done. And obviously, in coordination with our office, we put together the motion wording, etc. And Councillor Stuart Kopok introduced it at last night's council meeting. It was seconded by the mayor, Gail Giles-Gidney, and it was passed unanimously, which basically refers to the Republic of Artsakh as that. It condemns Turkey and Azerbaijan's aggression against Artsakh. It also argues for Australia's federal government to also condemn the aggression. And finally, it asks the federal government of Australia to recognise the Republic of Artsakh.
Hayk, one of the latest issues raised by the Armenian National Committee of Australia was Azerbaijani drones who had parts made in Australia. What was the outcome?
It was a positive outcome. I mean, we've got a network now that stretches from Artsakh to Armenia and around the world, including obviously the Armenian National Committees in several countries, which is committed to pulling apart all of these things that are falling on Armenian civilians and Armenian soldiers, and after pulling it apart, finding out all the components that make them up and making sure that there aren't any components that are manufactured in countries that wouldn't want to be funding the terrorists that are fighting for Azerbaijan and Turkey and also the dictatorial regimes themselves. And in one of those efforts of pulling apart a drone, an AZAD drone, an Australian part was found, a transponder that is tracked back to Queensland, a company in Queensland. We made a representation to that company to find out, you know, how that part got from Queensland, a factory in Queensland, into a drone that fell on Armenians, churches, schools, etc. And they swiftly conducted an investigation. That investigation was very clear that there was no sale directly from the Australian company to Turkey or Azerbaijan. They also unequivocally assured that they will not be providing any such parts to any of the parties in the conflict, which is very important to us, of course, and that was the main aim of our activity, and it yielded a very positive outcome.
And Australia's Foreign Affairs Department knew of Turkey's support for Azerbaijan, but didn't say anything. Any reason why?
Yeah, that obviously during Senate estimates questioning, which is the time where all government departments and organisations that are funded by the federal government invited to answer questions of how the public purse is being spent. During that that series, there were two lots of questions that were asked the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade about Artsakh and the situation that has arrived by the attacks from Azerbaijan and Turkey. And as a result of that that questioning, the Australian officials from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade were forced to admit that they knew Turkey was not just providing moral support to its brother Azerbaijan, but also material support. This is quite a significant finding because it means that Australia should, like many other countries now, be outright condemning the attacks by naming the aggressors, which is obviously Turkey and Azerbaijan.
Hike, are you getting ready for the annual banquet?
Yeah, we have a big week coming up. First of all, on the 11th and 12th, we will be heading to Canberra for the Youth Advocates Program, which is part of our Advocacy Week offering. There are 18 tertiary-aged young Armenian Australians who will be joining us on this trip. We will spend 2 days in Canberra, and during the program, they will be meeting politicians and primarily advocating for Artsakh. They will also be receiving some very interesting talks from media leaders, think tank leaders, a minister who will be taking them through a typical day in the life of a minister, as well as a former chief of staff to a government minister who will explain to them, you know, what is a typical day in the life of a parliamentary staffer, a minister staffer. And this is quite important exposure for young Armenian Australians to public life. And I think what it usually does is it makes them more aware of how the country is governed, and potentially by meeting all these different category of workers within the federal government, parliament, media, think tanks, they're able to possibly see themselves in one of those positions in the future. And as a result, will hopefully be, you know, the next Gladys's, Tim Wilson's, Joe Hockey's, you know, Sassoon Gregorian's and others who are involved with excellence at that level. So following that, there will be our annual gala at the end of the year, at the end of the week. And that gala will feature keynote address by Caroline Cox, the former Deputy Speaker of the House of Lords in the UK. She'll be connecting virtually because of COVID restrictions. It is significant to have her, particularly at this time that Artsakh is under attack, considering her long-term association with Stepanakert and humanitarian activities that are pretty much unmatched in our junior Armenian Republic. We will also be handing out some key awards to honorees that very much deserve it. Our Freedom Award we will be handing to John Alexander, who was recently blacklisted after visiting Artsakh, becoming the first federal Australian parliamentarian to do so. Hugh McDermott, who was the New South Wales State MP that led championed the motion that recently recognised the Republic of Artsakh by the New South Wales Legislative Assembly. He will earn our Friend of the Year Award. And James Robbins, who produced an unbelievably good podcast called The Great Crime, detailing the Armenian genocide in dozens and dozens of episodes. He also is an author of a book that details New Zealand's humanitarian relief efforts for Armenians, as well as New Zealand's Anzac soldiers and their association with Armenians during the genocide. So James Robbins will be receiving our Ben Bagdikian Media Award. So it's going to be a full night. All proceeds from ticket sales will be donated by the Armenian National Committee of Australia to the All Armenia Fund's Artsakh Appeal. And there'll also be a good list of memorabilia, auction items, etc., that people can donate towards to continue funding the advocacy efforts of the Armenian National Committee of Australia.
Any other activities ANCA is involved currently?
There is quite a bit on the horizon at the moment in terms of some of the most pertinent activities. They're all involving Artsakh and Artsakh advocacy. We're obviously very aware that any major success we have here in Australia is only going to be a microcosm of the success that is required on the motherland. So anything we can do to continue to assist that through our advocacy, you know, through our protest, through our information campaigns with the public and the media, which, you know, the Armenian Youth Federation and a good group of youth activists are leading. Our responders, our first responders, are constantly making sure that we hold people to account when they make mistakes. Recently, because of their efforts, Channel 7 was forced to issue a correction after incorrectly linking an Armenian to a mosque vandalism episode in Sydney and linking that to the situation in Artsakh right now. And obviously, you know, fundraising. You know, we encourage everybody to make themselves a little bit uncomfortable, to make the motherland a little bit more sustainable. So the Himnatram is obviously always accepting donations. A lot of organizations are doing phenomenal activities, which the Armenian National Committee is supporting.
Haik, thank you for your time and the interview. We'll meet again for more updates.
Thank you, Vahe. Thank you very much.
Our guest was Armenian National Committee of Australia's Executive Director, Haik Kayserian. Հավնե, լայք, բաժանեք, կարծիքդ հայտնել, հետևե SBS հայրենին թիմադեդրի վրա։